听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, you are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide, and my name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Yesterday, we were introduced to a university professor named Xie Zhimo. He's a man who had a difficult past, but he doesn't use that as an excuse to give up. No, he uses it as motivation to challenge himself and others to be the best. Two new key words you need to know for this lesson include the noun surgery, as in Alex will need to stay in the hospital for 2 days after his surgery, and the adjective fatal. Jonathan was in a car accident, but fortunately, it wasn't fatal. Right now, let's open our magazines to page 23 and learn more about Xie Zhimo and how he has persevered through some serious medical challenges.
Xie Zhimo, persevering through medical challenges. During the next 8 years, Xie finished his PhD and took groups of at-risk youth on outdoor wilderness trips. Then, in 2006, a serious heart attack permanently damaged his heart. Consequently, his weakened heart now supplies only 55 to 60% of the total oxygen that a healthy heart pumps. Only 4 months after heart surgery, he led a group of university students on a sea kayaking trip in Alaska. For Xie, falling into the near-freezing Alaskan water with his heart condition would almost certainly be fatal.
Welcome, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel. We're so glad you joined us for the second day of our profile article. We are talking about a very inspiring man, and his name is Xie Zhimo. I believe I'm saying it correctly. Probably not, but you might know who he is already. He is a professor who has helped a lot of youth succeed, and he takes them on trips into the wilderness, and he himself has quite a life story. So we learned a bit about him yesterday and how, even at the beginning of his life, things were pretty rough.
They certainly were. Growing up in a violent home, and he was headed toward a life of crime, but he hit a low point in his life, turned his life around, finished school, got his master's degree, and eventually a PhD in experiential education and adventure therapy. And so he has certainly persevered through difficult times, hasn't he?
He has, and he's persevered through medical challenges as well. That is the title of our next section. And if you persevere through something, you persist. You keep working through it. You remain constant to a purpose or a task. And so he has pushed through even when he's been faced with severe medical challenges. Let's learn about them.
Okay. Well, our article says that during the next 8 years, so the next 8 years following his conversion experience in grad school, Xie finished his PhD, and then he took groups of at-risk youth on outdoor wilderness trips. Now, we're talking about at-risk youth. What are they at risk of, exactly?
Well, a lot of them get into trouble often. Maybe they have difficult situations at home. They don't usually do well in school. And they're usually at risk of ending up in jail somewhere or getting into trouble with the law. So he took the students, that most people don't want to spend time with, and he would take them into the wilderness on these trips. However, in 2006, something serious happened to Xie. What happened to him?
Well, even though he is an avid outdoorsman, a very a keen outdoorsman, and spends a lot of time using his body in the outdoors, he had a very serious heart attack. And this heart attack permanently damaged his heart. And when we're talking about permanent damage, when we're talking about anything permanent, we're talking about something that does not change. So we're talking about a damage that could not be repaired to his heart.
That's very dangerous. I know a lot of people worry about heart attacks because it will weaken your heart. Some people die from heart attacks, but thankfully he didn't die. However, his heart was weakened and now it supplies only 55 to 60% of the total oxygen that a healthy heart pumps. So he's really not getting the same amount of oxygen that most of us get with our hearts. Even though he's an avid outdoorsman or a keen outdoorsman, he still suffers from a weak heart.
That's exactly right. And, well, at least a weak physical heart. I think we'll see that his passion and emotion, that kind of heart, is especially strong. Our article goes on to say that only 4 months after heart surgery, he led a group of university students on a sea kayaking trip in Alaska. Now, we've got several words there that we probably need to look at. First of all, heart surgery. What is surgery, Rachel?
Well, surgery is something most people are afraid of. That's when you have to go into the hospital and they cut you open and they do some sort of medical treatment on your body. But usually you have to be cut open for surgery and maybe stay in the hospital for quite a while as well. So he had heart surgery. That is also not fun because it's a little bit dangerous and the recovery sometimes takes a while.
Right. It takes a long time to recover. So only 4 months after heart surgery, he took a group of students sea kayaking in Alaska. Now, when we're talking about going kayaking, we're talking about using a kayak, which is a long, thin boat that floats very high up on the water. And actually, there's a picture of some sea kayaks, which are a little bit longer than normal kayaks, on page 23 of your magazine.
And kayaking's a lot of fun. I'm sure you've been kayaking, as I have. It's a bit similar to a canoe, but there are some differences. And often in a kayak, people go by themselves. There are single kayaks and double kayaks, but basically, it's this little boat and you can navigate your way through the water. However, for Xie, falling into this near-freezing Alaskan water would have been very dangerous with his heart condition.
Right, and we could almost certainly say that if he were to fall into the water, this near-freezing water, his heart would fail, and so this would be a fatal accident. When we're talking about something fatal, we're talking about something that is causing or leading to death.
Right, so he took quite a risk here, didn't he? And he was very brave and courageous, but a little bit risky at the same time, because it's probably easy to fall in if you are kayaking in rough waters. Well, before we finish this part of the story, we need to take a break. Right now, let's learn or see a little bit more about his adventure trip to the Himalayas.
My name is Chimo Xie. Today I'm going to introduce Himalaya leadership trip. We were in Himalaya area 2 years ago, and there's 12 students with 3 instructors try to summit Island Peak, which is 6,189 meters. We never climbed this mountain before, so we work to be a team. We support each other and encourage each other. Since I was sick, it's a really tough time for me to summit. So when we all people, you know, summit in a mountain, so we just so happy. We never climbed so highest mountain, so our heart was really touched by the amazing nature. So the porter carries some stuff for us so we can have more energy to climb and to summit. The school, we serve them and we work together with the porter and we share, discuss with the porter. We learn a lot of culture. This is Homai Group.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. My name is Steve and you are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Xie Zhimo has overcome some serious problems in his life, but as we discovered before the break, that doesn't mean his life is now problem-free. In 2006, Xie experienced a serious heart attack. But did that stop him from serving and challenging young people? Absolutely not. Let's touch on the last two key words of the day. The first being hence, as in these computers are compact and inexpensive. Hence, they are popular with students. Next is the verb ascend. It takes 15 minutes to ascend those stairs, so I always take the elevator. All right, let's get back to the reading, which continues on line 20.
Xie Zhimou. 2 weeks in such dangerous waters taught him and his group lessons about overcoming fear with courage and faith. Xie accepted an even greater challenge in the Himalayas the following summer. The oxygen-poor air at great heights causes a person's heart to work extra hard. Hence, climbing mountains is especially risky for people with heart disease. Until that summer, no one with Xie's heart condition had ascended above 4,500 meters. By climbing the 6,189 meter island peak, he set a new record for altitude among people with his heart condition.
Welcome back. Before the break, we saw that Xie, only 4 months after his heart surgery and major heart surgery and major recovery time, went sea kayaking in near freezing water in Alaska, which is very risky. A fall into the water would have been almost certainly fatal.
And that's because also the water is so cold. And I'm sure that it was a wonderful trip. But why did he take such a risk? Well, maybe he was also trying to teach some lessons to his group. Because we see here that 2 weeks in such dangerous waters taught him and his group some lessons about overcoming fear with courage and faith. So he did take a risk, but he had faith and he had courage. And he knew that it was good to face his fears head on and not to just back away and not give it a try.
Absolutely. And we talked yesterday about his becoming a Christian in graduate school. And I think that really, his faith really does shape the way that he lives. And I think that had something to do with his willingness to take a risk like this. I think he knows that some things are more dangerous than physical safety or physical danger.
Good point. And he is still accepting challenges even today. And in fact, we see in our text that he accepted an even greater challenge in the Himalayas the following summer. So the Himalayas, Chip, I don't think you've been there yet. I'm sure you will go there someday.
I hope so.
Tell us where the Himalayas are.
Well, the Himalayas are between India and China. They actually are a mountain range that form that border. And the Himalayas are the tallest mountains in the world. And so I don't know if you've ever been in high altitude, if you've been climbing in the mountains, but if you have, maybe you know that the oxygen, the air that you breathe up on top of a mountain is thin, we might say, or we would call it oxygen poor air.
Yes, and unfortunately, if you don't have a very strong heart, then it's going to, that kind of thin air will cause your heart to work extra hard. Even people with normal, healthy hearts, they also have sometimes problems breathing because of the oxygen poor air. So your heart has to work harder. Hence, climbing mountains can be very risky for people with heart disease. Now let's stop for a minute. Why do we have that word, hence, at the beginning of that sentence?
Well, it's a very short way of saying for this reason. So actually, when we see that word, hence, we probably need to look or think back to the sentence that comes before the sentence. So yeah, as you said, your heart needs to work extra hard at high altitudes. And for that reason, or hence, climbing mountains is especially risky for people with heart disease, like Chimot.
Excellent. So that's a good connector word when you want to connect two thoughts together. Sometimes we also use the word therefore, but it seems like therefore gets used a lot, so hence is another word you could use. It's a good transition word. Well, back to our article. Climbing mountains is risky for someone with heart disease, but we know that Xie, he's a brave and courageous man. However, until that summer, no one with Xie's heart condition had ascended above 4,500 meters. So he's kind of one of a kind. He's unique in that way.
That's certainly true. And that word ascended can be used in this case when we're talking about actually climbing above or climbing up above 4,500 meters. Or it can also just mean moving up. So an airplane can ascend into higher altitudes.
Exactly. We talk about ascending, and then, of course, descending is when you come down. So he took quite a risk. No one had ever, with the same heart condition, had gone that far, at least until that summer. But he faced his challenge, and he climbed the 6,189-meter island peak. And in doing so, he set a new record for altitude among people with his heart condition.
So we can see very clearly that Xie is a brave man. He is not afraid of his fear, we might say. He takes his fears head on because he knows that physical danger is not as dangerous as other types of danger.
And he was willing to just give it a try. I think he was willing to take that risk no matter what happened. And he also, through this, teaches young kids or students, especially these at-risk students, to be brave and to be courageous. Now, I'm sure also a lot of training went into this. Chip, you've done some mountain climbing. Does it take a lot of practice, or what do? You can't just go and climb a mountain, right?
Absolutely not, right. It certainly does take some practice, some training, and it helps to be in shape. It helps for your body to be in good, healthy condition to climb a mountain. But also, there is an element where you don't have control over how your body will respond to high altitudes.
That's true. And knowing his heart condition, it still was kind of a guessing game for him. He probably didn't know how his body would respond. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this article as much as we have. We still have more to talk about tomorrow, so please join us. Right now, let's go to the chat room.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Beth.
And I'm Ken. Hi, everyone. Beth, in today's lesson, we saw the term at risk and the word risky. I'm confused. Do these two words mean the same thing? Could I say that Xie took groups of risky youth on outdoor wilderness trips?
No. While both of these terms involve elements of danger, the hyphenated adjective at risk is more often used to describe people who need special care, usually because of their family backgrounds or from improper health care. For example, at-risk children. So we should use at risk to describe the youth in the article. We can use this term with other things that are in danger, like animals or places, like at-risk pandas or at-risk land.
But you would never say risky land.
No. The adjective risky can be used to talk about any situation or thing that involves danger. For example, even though the doctor warned that the medical treatment was too risky, Gina decided to try it anyway.
今天的课文当中我们看到 at risk 跟 risky, 虽然这两个字都跟 risk 危险有关，但是用法不同。at risk 通常形容人，表示有受虐待危险的，或是有传染疾病危险的，比如说 at risk children 可能遭受虐待的儿童。at risk 也可以表示有受到危险的，像 at risk pandas 可能遭受危险的猫熊。那 risky 呢，是广义的表示危险的或是有风险的。
Another similar phrase we can use is at risk of something. For example, the Johnsons are at risk of losing their home. Or thousands of consumers are at risk of identity theft.
Or students are at risk of losing their English if they don't practice it enough.
Exactly.
So with the sentence in the article, climbing mountains is especially risky for people with heart disease. Could we change this to say heart patients who climb mountains are at risk of more heart trouble?
Yes, the climbing is risky.The people are at risk of more heart trouble.
片语 at risk of something 就是冒着某一种危险，那这个片语要用在人身上，而 risky 是形容某一件事或某一个活动很危险。
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Now let's go see Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 首先我们看 persevere 这个动词，注意它的重音是在 VE 这个音节，念成 persevere。persevere 是指坚持不懈或者是不屈不挠。如果要说明所坚持的事情，可以用 and 或 with 这两个介系词。例如 ,despite her illness, Helen perseveres in her attempt to finish college. 即使有病在身， Helen 仍然坚持要完成大学学业。或者是 if you persevere to achieve your dream, one day your dream will come true. 如果你坚持去完成你的梦想，有一天梦想会实现的。继续我们看的是 fatal 这个形容词。fatal 是指致命的。例如 this contagious disease might be fatal. 这种传染病很可能会致命。或者是 the fatal car accident took his life. 这场致命的车祸夺走了他的生命。或者是 The coach made a fatal mistake and lost the game. 教练犯了致命的错误，输了球赛。最后我们看的是 ascend 这个动词。ascend 是指攀登、登上或者是上升。例如 The mountaineers were slowly ascending to the peak. 这些登山者正缓慢地登上山峰。和它相反的动词是 descend, D-E-S-C-E-N-D。例如 The airplane is descending to the airport right now. 飞机现在正要下降到机场。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Xie Zhi Mou, persevering through medical challenges. During the next 8 years, Xie finished his PhD.And took groups of at-risk youth on outdoor wilderness trips. Then, in 2006, a serious heart attack permanently damaged his heart. Consequently, his weakened heart now supplies only 55 to 60% of the total oxygen that a healthy heart pumps. Only 4 months after heart surgery, he led a group of university students.On a sea kayaking trip in Alaska. For Xie, falling into the near-freezing Alaskan water with his heart condition would almost certainly be fatal. 2 weeks in such dangerous waters taught him and his group lessons about overcoming fear with courage and faith. Xie accepted an even greater challenge in the Himalayas the following summer. The oxygen-poor airAt great heights causes a person's heart to work extra hard. Hence, climbing mountains is especially risky for people with heart disease. Until that summer, no one with Xie's heart condition had ascended above 4,500 meters. By climbing the 6,189-meter island peak, he set a new record for altitude among people with his heart condition.
Friends, are you inspired? Are you feeling challenged to overcome problems in your life? Many people who meet Xie Zhimo have felt motivated to make positive changes, and I hope through the course of this lesson, you'll feel some inspiration as well. And to help inspire your English, each of our lessons has talk about it questions, grammar tips, key points, and more information words, all designed to help you bring your English to the next level. Please check out page 3 in your magazines to learn more. Friends, join us tomorrow as we enter into the third day of our studio classroom profile featuring Xie Zhimo. Until then, friends, have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.